Wake up with Katie.
The Big Show.
3BA.
Let us shoot the breeze with Alex Chelios from thebigsmoke.com.au. Good morning to you, Alex.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you for asking. How are you doing up there, still in lockdown in Sydney?
I'm okay, I'm fine.
Have you had your vax, by the way?
Yes.
Are you double-dosed or single-dosed?
I'm single-dosed and I'm ready for my second dose next week.
Are you Astra? Are you Moderna? Are you Pfizer?
I'm a Pfizer girl.
Yeah, you're a Pfizer girl, hey? Mm-hmm. Apparently, Pfizers go well with Modernas.
Uh-huh.
It's written in the stars, Alex, so just in case you were wondering. You didn't know. I specialised
in dating vaccination.
COVID vaccination and dating.
It's like the new star. It's like the new star sign. Are you a Gemini?
Yeah.
I'm Pfizer.
There's a rise in people who believe, Alex Chelios, that plants can talk and why the science is backing up some of their claims. What's going on?
So there is a lot of science behind how plants communicate with each other. So, for example, there's been, you know, a number of different studies that looked at flowers and shrubs and how they communicate with each other. And therefore, does that make them intelligent? Do they have the ability to talk to humans? This was something that was looked at in terms of how the plants, exposed to audio, for example, the munching of caterpillars and the different sounds and the vibrations that would happen acoustically. So it's really about having an understanding that plants appear to be able to sense the sound of water vibrating, for example, via their roots, and then they're able to communicate with each other about what's about to happen in that area. So some people, for example, believe that they're actually able to talk to their plants and that there's mechanisms involved that allow their plants to perceive or sense sound.
Right. So let me see if I'm getting this right. I've got an idea here, Alex Chelios. I love my plants, and I don't know that I talk to them too much. They might be a little bit sad about that, but let me just try and stay with me here. So if I water my plants and then I tap the side of the pot, thus vibrating the water through their roots, they may speak something back to me from their leaves or flowers?
Okay, so this is where it's interesting. There'll be an ability to communicate. So the plants will be able to have acoustic stimuli, but plants don't have neurons. And that's the cells that transmit information via electrical signals in animal brains, for example. So while they can communicate, they don't have thought process. They don't have the ability to really be thoughtful or be thinking in the same way as an animal might.
Right. So they're not going to speak out loud and say, hey, PT, cut off my dead wood.
Okay. No, your plants aren't going to judge you.
While smog is a leading cause of ill health, Alex Chelios from thebigsmoke.com.au, apparently it's also now possible to turn smog into floor tiles. I'm interested in this because smog to me is just a bit of vapour in the air. So come on.
Yeah. So it was a man, he's a really interesting, innovative individual in India. And basically what he's been able to do is trap the carbon. And the carbon that's captured in the containers is then given to the company, and then they turn it into powdered pollutants. And so when they're using filters, like household air purifiers, for example, which don't need replacing every day in a polluted city, they're actually able to then turn that into the powdery substance that then empties into a vat, which they then can combine with stone waste from quarries or another binding agent, like clay or cement, and then that's how they're able to create really beautiful floor patterns in these tiles. So they've already received quite a significant investment round, and they're looking to try to mass produce this. And if they can do this well, they can literally scale the ability to convert, smog into floor tiles.
I've just quickly Google searched this while you were talking about it, and there are indeed videos to back up what you're saying. I'm going to add one of these videos to our Shoot the Breeze page at 3ba.com.au as a part of the Big Show, just to say, hey, people, it's actually a thing.
Okay, wouldn't that be funny if you Googled this and nothing came up and I was just lying and you're like, you busted me on air. And I'm like, okay, bye, guys, and I just hang up.
And forevermore, we're never talking to Alex Chelios from thebigsmoke.com.au again. But given your credibility is still intact, Alex Chelios, we will have you back next week. Is that all right?
Thank you. Perfect.
You have a wonderful week, won't you?
You too. Thank you, you too.
It's 17 to 9. And if you'd like to become a 3BA Eliminator, the time is right now to do so. Give me a call, 5332 1023.